Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to the Pat Price Room of AccessibleWorld.org, the Tech Talk Training Room, and the date is Monday, April 15, 2013. And before we start, we certainly want to send our love and prayers to our great Americans in Boston, the cradle of American history. They took their hit again today, and we're so sorry. And things will get better. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many ways of reading books on the iPhone. There are many ways to read books on the iPhone than ever before. In her presentation, Woody Anna Dresner will walk us briefly through many of them, including Audible, iBooks, Nook, Learning Ally, Read2Go, and Voice Dream Reader. She'll talk about which formats work with each and a few characteristics of each program. Anna will also briefly review her newest book published by the National Braille Press. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really a great honor to present a dear friend of Accessible World and many of us, Anna Dresner. Anna, the microphone is yours.
Well, hi, everybody. Thank you so much, Bob, for having me back. I really appreciate it. It's been a while, and it's really nice to be here with all of you this evening. And yes, definitely, my thoughts and prayers are definitely with the people of Boston tonight. It's just a real tragic thing that's happened there. I thought I would start off by talking a little bit about the book that I just released, and then I'll open it up to questions about the book. Then I will come back on and just do a brief overview of the various book reading softwares that Bob mentioned, and then ask you guys, again, I'll open the floor for questions to kind of get an idea. You know, it may just be a matter of answering questions at that point or demoing things or whatever, kind of based on what you guys' interests are in the different programs. And I should say right up front, I have used some of these programs quite extensively and some of them less so. So there may very well be times when I'm saying, gee, I don't know, let's find out, or asking what you guys might know as well, because you know, each of us explores the programs most that we use the most or that we need the most for whatever we're trying to accomplish. So you very well might be able to answer some of the questions too. Well, to begin with, the book. This is a guide to the iPhone for iOS 6. It does talk about briefly about the layout differences on the iPhone 5 versus the 4S, but the focus is really the changes between iOS 5 and iOS 6. And it's been released by National Braille Press. To get it, you can go to www.nbp.org for National Braille Press and just do a search on the first page for iPhone, and you'll find all of their products, including both this year's book and last year's, because this is not a complete rework of last year's book. It is a supplement to last year's book. The reason I did that was because the changes, there are certainly some significant changes in iOS 6, but they weren't huge changes. There weren't so many of them as last year. And, you know, it's a lot, it's hard to get a whole book out quickly. And this way we could get a supplement out in a few months, and that's a good thing for everybody. So that's why I took that approach this year. Now, the way this works is it's not just a list of what's new. For one thing, everything is set up using the same headings and subheadings and everything as were in the previous book. So if you could easily cross-reference between the two. It also has several things that make it stand on its own as a reference book if that's what you need. For instance, it has all the commands for Bluetooth keyboards and your iPhone. It has the basic Braille display commands for use with the iPhone. It does not have the special keys that have, you know, a lot of Braille displays have extra keys that do things, and I didn't do that, just like I did with the previous year's book.